We were talking earlier about how to stay calm during stressful times at work, like during office restructures. But what about making it through the day without losing it, only to find everything falling apart on your way home? Our moth storyteller for this week is Jeff Zimmerman. His story is about what can happen at the end of one of those days when it feels like everything is conspiring against you. Jeff told this story at a moth slam in New York, where the theme was making waves.
All right, look, I'm getting on the subway. I got two bags of groceries. It's raining. The bottom of these paper bags are wet. I need these groceries very badly. I'm a little nervous. I'm nervous because I need these groceries bad, but also they're from Whole Foods, so like, how am I going to pay my rent? And I'm going through what I like to refer to as a surprise divorce, and I just need some grace and patience from the world right now. I am broken glass on the inside. And when I need grace and patience from the world, what I do when I know I'm not going to get it is I like to straddle a garbage can and take a pint of Ben & Jerry's and work the spoon down through the chocolate core of the Ben & Jerry's, and you can pull the whole thing out in a move that I call the sad King Arthur. And then you just eat it all. And you don't really get any grace or patience or understanding, but you can go to sleep. And I need that too. So the bags are straining, and I'm getting on the train, and it's crowded. And right as I'm reaching for the pole, this dude grabs my shoulder like I'm a door that has gotten stuck and just goes, and shoves me out of the way, and the bags rip, and all my groceries, including my surrogate feelings, are just pinballing among everybody's dirty feet down the subway car. And I was just like, oh, Lord, not now, you know? So I'm leaning over to pick up my groceries. I've got a messenger bag on, and it's coming up behind me like this. And I think it was touching the lady behind me a little bit because I just heard. And I looked back and somebody, I don't know, whatever. So I go to get my groceries again and again. And I know it was her because somebody goes, I said. And I turned and I looked. And there's a woman standing there holding a pole. And she's looking at me and she's rolling her eyes. And I know what she's seeing, because I know what I look like, all right? I'm 6'2". It doesn't matter if I eat that Ben & Jerry's or not. I'm a fight heavyweight. I tried on a cardigan one time, and it looked real stupid. So now I'm going to go with heavy metal T-shirts. So I kind of look like the social media guy for the Hell's Angels. And she's just seeing this big oaf that doesn't care about anything but himself. And I just know I'm not going to get that patience, so I just went there in my head and decided I wasn't going to get it and said, oh, is my bag touching your arm like a tiny bit and like moderately inconveniencing you on the train right now? Is that why we're making these noises? And she answers my question by looking the subway ad in the eye, questioning my parenting and saying, some people weren't raised to respect anybody around them. They don't understand space or who's in it or who they're shoving or anything at all. And then right then, this little dude that saw the whole thing jumps up and goes, you need to shut the hell up, lady. You don't understand the challenges he's facing in his life right now. All right, because you crying about a bag touching you on the arm, he got $1,400 worth of soup cans of Ben & Jerry's rolling up and down the F train. You need to step back, get some perspective, see your place in this world, and then shut up. Am I wrong? Tease me up. And I'm standing here just adrenaline like this. And on the inside, I was like, oh, I would have phrased that so differently. But on the outside, I was like, yeah, that's basically how it went down. And she goes, oh, I see. Well, I happen to have several extra bags here. Would you like them? And so empathetic and understanding in such a hateful way. And I was like, yeah, that's super. I'll take your stupid bags. And she gets them out, and we're just cramming my groceries into the bags, making eye contact the whole time. Like this. She's like, take several extra. They're thin. I would hate for this to happen all over again later. Yeah, you know, that's a great idea, lady. I appreciate that. And we're just standing there like, for several stops, just hating each other with our breath, but on the inside, thank you, you know. And then, and she just stands up and looks at me and goes, have a blessed day, baby, and leaves. And the one person that understands me in this world I never saw again. And that's why I hate this city, but I can never leave it, because there are so many beautiful, beautiful blessings to be found in this town if you scrape the patina of sheer rage off of everybody and just look underneath. Thank you.
Jeff Zimmerman at the end of a bad day, and I love the way he puts that, scrape off the patina of rage on others and look underneath. Jeff told that story at The Moth, live storytelling in New York City. And the next Australian Moth Story Slam is on April the 19th. That's in Sydney. And the theme for that one will be Wonders. The Moth is produced by Jay Allison at Atlantic Public Media and brought to you by PRX.